What do you mean when you use the term singularity?
In physics, a singularity is a black hole. There's a theoretical point of infinite force and gravity, but there's an event horizon, which is actually fairly large, around the black hole. And within that event horizon, gravity is so great that the light can't get out. So we can't actually see what's going on inside because all of the electromagnetic energy is kept inside that event horizon. So it's hard to see beyond the event horizon because the forces are so great. So that's the metaphor we're borrowing, that the changes are so profound past around 2045 that we can't easily see beyond them and see how current trends will continue.
And that singularity you're describing is a melding of man and machine, so you can't tell one from the other, really.
Right. My view is that it's not us versus them. We're going to merge with them. This, and this is metaphorical in terms of the whole access to information technology I use.
And that's your cell phone.
Yeah. And it's a gateway to the cloud of resources. And that makes me smarter, and it's part of who I am. And in fact, if I'm cut off from access, maybe not this physical device, but some access to the cloud of resources, information resources, I feel less than complete. And I use them all the time, and I'm not unique. So whether it's inside my body or not, I think is an arbitrary distinction. But there are people already putting computers inside their bodies and brains, computerized pancreas replacements, or neural implants that are connected into the brain, like for Parkinson's patients, or cochlear implants for the deaf. And the latest generation of neural implants for Parkinson's patients allows you to download new software to the implant connected into your brain from outside the patient. So these technologies are already part of who we are. They're so small, we carry them around. They're in our pockets or on our belts. They'll become even more closely integrated. If you go out a few years, certainly by 5 or 6 years, instead of looking at a little screen, the whole visual field of view will be our screen because we'll put them in our eyeglasses and contact lenses. These already exist. In fact, Google's about to come out with glasses like this for augmented reality, a virtual reality environment that will be highly realistic, and we'll be sort of immersed in this augmentation of our reality at all times. And the electronics will be so small it'll be hidden in our clothing. It will make its way into our bodies and brains. So our thinking will become a hybrid of biological and non-biological thinking. The non-biological part will be backed up because we naturally back up anything that's computerized. Ultimately, that will be where the action is, and it'll become so intelligent, it will be able to model the biological part too. So that will also get backed up.
Crudely, I guess, I've been defining immortality as continuity of consciousness. Is that, do you think, the right metric?
I think actually it is the right metric. In my view, my identity has to do with continuity of the thinking process. Because actually, I'm not the same stuff I was even 6 months ago. Most of the cells in my body actually die and are recreated. The neurons persist, but the components of the neurons, the tubules, the filaments, the ion channels, they get destroyed and recreated. I'm completely different physical stuff than I was, but I have the same pattern, or at least there's a continuity of pattern. Right outside my window here is a river, Charles River, and you can ask, is that the same river that it was yesterday? And there's an ancient proverb that says you can't walk in the same river twice. It's completely different water than it was just a few seconds ago. But the pattern that it makes as it goes around the rocks stays the same for days, for years. Now, over time, that pattern may change a little, and I'm not exactly the same as I was 6 months ago, but there's a continuity of the pattern. I'm just like a river. The particles flow through it. The pattern changes very slowly. The actual particles change quickly. So it's a continuity not of the stuff, not the physical particles, but of the pattern that constitutes identity. And I think, yes, as we introduce technology into our bodies and brains, we're still keeping that continuity. I've actually asked this question to Parkinson's patients. Hey, you've got a computer inside your body, they put it right here, and it's connected into your brain. Are you still the same person? Are you still human? And, of course, you ask the same question to different people, you get different answers, but almost everyone will say, yes, I'm the same person that I was, and I'm still human. In fact, I'm more human than I was because I've restored, you know, this important capability.